The Innovation Agency supports the discovery, development and deployment of innovations and improvements in health and care across Cheshire, Merseyside, Lancashire and South Cumbria. The innovations supported are ideas, services, products and processes which improve health and the quality of care and drive costs down. The recent Healthcare Excellence event in London showcased new health technology. Steve Adams is one of three commercial managers covering the Northwest Coast for the Innovation Agency. His patch is Lancashire, and he introduced me to some of the businesses already developing innovative healthcare solutions for the NHS.
We support small businesses to navigate the NHS. I think our USP is our knowledge and our networks. And so, because we're naturally curious, I think in the commercial team, the economic growth team, we tend to ask the right questions. We don't necessarily have all the answers, but we ask the right questions on behalf of the SMEs. And I think the importance of bringing four or five clients down to a meeting like this is it's largely accepted we're in the third revolution of healthcare. The first one was sanitation and immunisation. Second one was medical devices and pharmaceuticals. And now it's digital.
We're going to go and meet some of your guests in just a minute. Your role, though, I guess you're kind of the fixer, aren't you? Because you worked in healthcare for many years, you worked for the agency for a number of years, you know this story and you know the patch, therefore your contact book and your initiative and the fact that you're plugged into the network as well, the AHSN network, means that you know what's on the horizon.
Yeah, so I think the biggest pleasure in this job is the fact that we get to ask what help people are looking for, decide whether it's us that can actually give them that so that we manage their expectations, and then make meaningful introductions. C2 AI is a company we've been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. We thought they were onto something, and they clearly are onto something because they're in 17 trusts in the Northwest alone.
Mark from C2 AI, thanks for joining us. Just tell us a bit more about the actual thing that you do.
We were basically posed the question, how can we put the right patient in the right place at the right time with the right outcome? And this is from clinicians who are struggling with the fact that the waiting list is getting longer and longer, and they don't necessarily have the tools to understand those patients on the waiting list that are basically getting more frail, their comorbidities are getting worse, and actually their mobility is getting poorer. And so we mine data that the hospitals already have to pick out those patients who are basically at risk of decompensating while waiting for their treatment, understand what their modifiable risk factors are, and then present that information to waiting list teams and clinicians so that A, they can prioritise those patients who are at greatest need, particularly those patients who are at risk of decompensating if left untreated, but also do something about it. So start that therapeutic early as part of a waiting well programme. And the AHSN has been really supportive in terms of not only helping us find the funding to make that happen and run pilots that actually generated some real world evidence, but actually to then get follow on funding to then roll that out across whole systems. So now we're in the position where we can offer data not only at an individual hospital level, but also across an entire region to support surgical hubs and mutual aid. And therefore, from a patient perspective, it means that they can attain and reach treatment as quickly as possible, particularly if their needs are great, but also for those high volume, low complexity patients who might be waiting for, you know, a year or more, they can actually also be dealt with because that, you know, those patients can be assigned to the right setting for their clinical need.
I know you're a clinician yourself. This feels like it's filling a missing piece of the jigsaw, isn't it? It's that little bit of intuition, that bit of information that you as a clinician would need to decide who patient A or patient B gets the treatment when. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely right. One of the challenges for all clinicians is that they only have the data that's available to them. So if a patient has waiting on the waiting list and I'm, you know, focused on, let's say, their hip surgery, I won't necessarily know whether they presented to another hospital with one of their comorbidities, whether their underlying condition is getting worse. Being able to have access to that information means I can make a much more accurate judgment, not just on the type of surgery that they're having, but a holistic view of the patient based on a wider social determinants of health as well as their clinical presentation.
And just briefly, you mentioned the HSN have instrumental in helping find funding, but also I guess introductions to make sure that, you know, you spoke to the right person who might want to perhaps commission this as a long-term project.
Absolutely, it's an absolute minefield being able to navigate, and of course people are moving all the time, so having experts who know the healthcare economy, know the people, know where the funding sources are, can actually introduce collaboration partners, and that's really been a big part of what we've been doing, has been absolutely vital and something that we couldn't have done on our own.
And where do you stand now? How is business now?
Well, you know, we're starting to get some real traction and some real world evidence. We've just launched a prehabilitation program across the whole of Cheshire and Merseyside, and the first cohort of patients have come through that. And I'm pleased to say, even though it's a small cohort at the moment, all of those patients have gone through without any avoidable harm events, and that was really the ambition. How can we minimise avoidable harm? How can we start that therapeutic journey? So that, you know, to my mind as a clinician, you know, that's the, you know, pièce de résistance.
So Steve, we've met one of your clients so far. We've come to another one now. Just talk us through where we are now and what their story is.
I'm with ISA, one of my top 10 clients who's got a medicines optimization solution. I'd say they're at early stages in terms of the pipeline, so probably a 3 or a 4, but a company that we think are onto something, and we've made a bit of a bet on them, and I hope they're making a bit of a bet on us as well.
ISA Dasu Patel is the CEO of Connect Care based in Lancashire. Tell us your story then, how did you come to be?
We are, well, Connect Care, and my background previously to Connect Care, I was an advisor to NHS Digital on the National COVID Oximetry at Home and COVID Virtual Wards program. And when I was there, I kind of realised and saw so much happening in the digital health and care space. And, you know, finally, health and care is catching up to the rest of the world and people's expectations. But what I noticed was there was a crucial gap in the way we were supporting people with their medicines, predominantly older people who, to be frank, have been left behind by the digitisation of health and care. And my brother and I, we came together. He has an extensive background in the pharmacy world, particularly in social care. So we kind of came together to bring those two worlds together and think about how do we support people with their medicines and help them gain confidence in making the most of medicines digitally. And that's exactly what Connect Care is looking to do. The pandemic definitely helped accelerate what we're doing, but I think the problem that we're looking at is a problem as old as age is. It was known to Hippocrates, who wrote about medication non-adherence as a problem, for example. And we know that today about 50% of people struggle to take their medicines or manage their medicines. And that's everything from taking them at the right time, knowing which ones to take, understanding why they're even taking them. And, you know, the pandemic has made that even worse, with more and more people losing that traditional support network they had, and with more and more high street pharmacies disappearing. That support network is rapidly disappearing for these older people, and that's kind of helped spur on the work we're doing.
On what stage are you at now? Steve was mentioning you kind of all systems go, but when it comes to sort of rolling it out, getting people to commission you to you know, produce what you're hoping to do, where are you at?
Yeah, we're live now in a few different kind of localities, so predominantly Lancashire. So we've had this really incredible pilot that we started with Lancashire County Council last year, and the Innovation Agency and UCLAN have been supporting on the real-world validation of that. That's live with, you know, tens of users on it as well. And then we're also doing a live project right now with Lancashire South Cumbria ICS to support people with mental health conditions. And we'll be supporting about 110 people over the next 6 months. And then some work starting in Oxfordshire in the new year as well. So we're kind of now in a regional scaling, really.
And can I ask you what benefit when linking with the HSN network, the North West Coast Innovation Agency, what did that bring to you, that link, that connection?
Yeah, I think there's been loads of benefits, and it's probably going to be too many to list on the podcast, but I think that fundamentally for us, one has been the support with the rural validation in really making sure that what we're doing speaks to the NHS, speaks to commissioners in a language that they understand and want to hear. And then I think the other aspect which has been really crucial is getting conversations with the right people so that we're not building something in silo that we think is going to work, and actually building it with the right stakeholders in mind. And, you know, we've had incredible people like Connie Sharrock working with us from the Innovation Agency, who's helped us understand the medicines optimization landscape, what's going on there, and how our work fits into that, and new applications for our product that we never even considered.
So what's the aim then? What's the ambition then, looking to, you know, this time next year, where do you hope to be?
I think this time next year we would ideally like to approve in all of the things that we're doing in the different areas that we're working in, ready for national rollout.
So Steve, we've met two of your clients so far, only the third and final one now. What's the benefit of this kind of continual link that you have then with organisations like what we're going to meet next?
I think it's about trust and reliability. And actually, you've heard from the previous guy, Mark, who's a clinician, saying, I didn't realise how hard it is to sell to the NHS, and he's worked in the NHS all his life.
Well, let's hear proof of the pudding. Pete Snuggs is this Chief Operating Officer for Definition Health. Who are Definition Health, first of all?
So Definition Health, we are a digital health company. We are all about taking paper out the process, particularly focused on surgical pathways. So patients typically who need any form of surgery will be greeted with a wadger paper before their surgery. They're then, you know, all of that paper has to follow the patient around the hospital setting. So what we do, we digitise that whole thing. We bring more of the admin into the patient's home so they're able to do it with the support of their friends and family. That information is provided to the clinical teams in a standard way. They validate that. And so all of the information digitally follows the patient through their surgical pathway. And right at the end, we also have a discharge model, a recovery module, which allows virtual ward support. So you can discharge earlier, you can support the patient even when they're not under the hospital roof.
I've heard how hard it can be to try and sort of breach the NHS and, you know, make contact and be trusted. How easy have you found it?
It's tough. You know, as Steve says, the NHS is not one organisation. It's multiple organisations with multiple stakeholders. So, you know, our journey has been to engage at various levels within the NHS, you know, from pre-assessment teams to ICS directors. But all of it takes time. All of it takes that winning of hearts and minds. And once you've done that piece, once they've proven it's the right thing, then you go through the procurement channels, and that in itself can take some time. But it is a challenge selling to the NHS. There's no getting away with it, but hugely rewarding when you do.
And what about the links you've made with the HSN network, and particularly the Innovation Agency in the North West Coast? How has that been useful to you?
It's invaluable, really. The AHSN network, and particularly the one in the north, you know, to have that level of advocacy. You know, they're not doing the selling for you, but they're introducing you to the right people and opening doors that you would not otherwise have access to. So, you know, it's great to have Steve's support, his colleague's support, and it just helps understand the landscape and you know, differing trust priorities as well. We're hugely optimistic about the future. In the UK in particular, there's still a huge unmet need in the NHS, untapped market in the NHS. But what we do and what a lot of these organisations around us do, you know, it doesn't have a geographical barrier or boundary. So, yeah, what we're learning in the UK can very easily be transported internationally as well. So, very excited.
So there we go, a bit of a snapshot there of listening to people who you've helped along the way of innovation. They've all said, haven't they, how hard it can be to kind of gain the trust of people in NHS, identify what the market is and what their role could be. It does seem, then, from what you say, it's quite a tough job, isn't it? You're trying to make sure that, you know, you put people in touch with the right person. Your reputation and that of the Innovation Agency is crucial in doing that, but from what I've been hearing, with some success.
So I think what we try and do is convert the interest that the SME generates into the intention of the end user or end payer. What SMEs sometimes underestimate is there's two key audiences you've got to get the attention of. Those that care about the problem you're trying to solve and those that are curious. And sometimes they're not operating in the same committees. And so, you know, that caring about something and being curious about something, that's called C-suite selling. And I think we try and find the sweet spot for the SME to have that conversation about, yes, I'm interested, yes, I'd like to try that.
You've been doing this for quite a number of years now. What do you get out of it?
So I guess I'm wired to help. So I fell into my nursing career after having a car accident, and I realised quite quickly it was about helping people. When I went into sales, it was about helping my doctors and my nurses I was selling to. When I went into management, that was about helping my teams. And actually, guess what? Full circle, my job is to help improve care and services by getting innovations in front of decision makers.
And when it comes to getting involved, people listening to this who have been inspired to learn more about the work you and your colleagues do, what should they do? How can they make contact with you?
Look, so if someone thinks they've got a product that's better, safer, faster or cheaper than what's available currently, then they just need to reach out to the Innovation Agency and we can do an assessment of what it is they are looking for in terms of help and need, and then determine who's the right person to deliver that.
If you've been inspired to get in touch, contact the Enterprise and Growth team via our website. Just search Innovation Agency NWC.nhs.uk or drop us an email, info@innovationagencynwc.nhs.uk. And thanks for listening.